The Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshon Cheni Bey says he finds it amazing. You know, there are people that run all over the world for scholars. There are people that go to Rebbes and Tzaddikim, and they go to Kvarim, and they'll start doing this and start doing that and saying this 54 times and walking around there 86 times. Yeah, people that run all over the place for Gedolim and scholars, and they still should. But says the Chofetz Chaim, what good are all of these scholars, all of these wonderful brochas that they're getting, if they're continuing to speak Lashon Hara? They're continuing to speak badly against other people. And the Torah tells us quite clearly in Devarim Chav Zayin, cursed is the one that strikes his fellow in private, which is what the Chofetz Chaim explains to mean someone that speaks Lashon Hara, is striking your fellow in private. So what spiritual benefit can one gain of if you're running around getting brachas from him and doing scholars from this one? You lose everything when you speak Lashon Hara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if people would listen to me, I would advise them that people that want good parnasa, people that want good children, people that want all the wonderful brachas in their lives, what they have to do more than any other scholar is start learning and practicing the halachas of Shmiras HaLoshon. Understanding how bad it actually is, realizing how much damage it can actually do. And in Mitzvah Hashem, if we do that, we'll be opening all the fountains of bracha into our lives.